This is Phoenix FM. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy, clap along if you feel like a room.
Right, I'm joined in the studio. That is his theme music. He had that theme music, haven't he? What's the... About 6 months before it came out, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And since we've been doing Happy Club, this we propelled this number one.
Yeah, it was a number one before we started playing.
That was
it.
Us.
Yeah, it was.
We did that.
Now, if you're wondering who the dulcet tones belong to, they belong to the most gorgeous man in radio.
Who?
I'm looking at you for some help. I'm joined in the studio by Peter Jones. He is an author and a self-help guru, and he's here with Happy Club for this month for January. Don't forget, he's got his books. You can go to all the W's, peterjonesauthor.com, and you can buy How to Do Everything and Be Happy, How to Eat Everything and Stay Slim.
Not how to start... eat everything.
No, I've done it again. Yeah. How to Eat Loads and
how
Stay
to eat
Slim. Did I say How to Eat Everything?
How to Eat Everything.
Chairs,
it's a completely
tables.
Different book.
How to Start Dating and Stop Waiting, which we're going to talk about, and From Invisible to Irresistible.
Yes, talk about that in a bit.
So it's lovely to see you in the studio. Thanks for coming.
Lovely
in.
To see you too.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How's your New Year's resolutions going?
It was fine until you came in with 6 large chocolate macaroons.
Yeah, but this is almost like lunch, isn't it?
No,
so it's coconut. It's good for you.
It's really, coconut's very good for you. Oh, I shouldn't have done that on air, should I really? Just sitting with a mouthful of coconut.
So what other New Year's resolutions did you have?
To lose weight.
Yeah.
To get my breasts reduced.
Right.
Not at the same time.
Okay.
And get my
You could achieve one with the other, couldn't you?
Not just do one, that'd be a bit off balance.
Right.
I see what you mean. Also to have my nose done as well, and my double chin taken away.
What's for? What? Okay. Okay. Well, they're unusual. I was expecting you to say, like, you know, give up chocolate or stop watching X Factor or stop smoking, but you don't smoke.
Oh, no, but do more with my music as well, because I do get a lot of really good feedback with my music, so do more music, because I get very good feedback and I don't do enough.
Good for you. Around about this sort of time of year, New Year's resolutions, everybody's making New Year's resolutions, and it's almost traditional, isn't it, that a few days later you sort of break them and yet they fall by the wayside. And I stopped doing New Year's resolutions, years and years ago, and started instead doing goals. And you know, it's part of my philosophy, isn't it, setting myself goals, and each year they get more and more ambitious. And I nearly never achieve them as well in the year. It takes, you know, it probably takes 2 years or 3 years, but just by setting a goal and heading my life in that direction, I've made some huge changes in my life, and I thought that's what we might talk about today.
Yes, and we will, but we've got the question of the day as well, if you want to join in. We've got a few answers, questions in already, but the question of the day, it's nearly the end of January, so what goals did you have, and what ones have you broken, and what advice from today's guest Peter Jones do you need to actually achieve them? So we've got a few questions
in. Can we come to that in a bit? Okay, well, let's talk about how I worked out what my goals were going to be anyway. I used to do this thing called a wish list, where I used to write down all the things which I wanted in my life, and then I chose the three that I wanted most of all. But I think last time I was here, I talked about the vision exercise, where I sort of like imagined what I'd want my life to be like in 5 years' time, or if money wasn't an
issue. Think we did actually do that.
Well, about the middle of last year, I was having a bit of a tough time, because HarperCollins republished my first book back in January, and then I spent months and months doing publicity and promotion and all that sort of thing, and after a while that I started to feel like I was a bit like an employee of HarperCollins, and by about June-ish I'd sort of noticed that I wasn't enjoying life quite as much as I used to. It wasn't enjoying the life of being an author. And I thought, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit down, I'm going to set aside a whole day, sit down, brainstorm, write down all the things I want, and reassess my goals. So I sat down at 9 o'clock and I started writing. At 9:05 I'd finished, and
and that is a new book coming out very shortly. I'm kidding.
And what I'd written was, today is another day, sitting in the sunshine, writing fiction whilst my wife goes and makes us a sandwich. And I thought, well, this is...
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember.
And
yes,
I thought that was a bit of a shock, because I realised that I'd encapsulated in that moment all the things that I wanted. Probably that I was a bit hungry and I could do with a sandwich. Secondly, that, you know, that I wanted a wife again, which was a bit of a surprise, because You know, I thought I was happy being single. And also that I wanted to write fiction and that I'm fed up with the British weather. And so out of those, that exercise, I pulled out the three goals which I'm, you know, now working for. And using the goal techniques that I've got, I sort of steered myself off in that direction. Now, we do this exercise in workshops and the like. And the same goals come up again and again and again. What do you think the number one biggest goal is?
Money.
Nope.
Love?
No.
Sex?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's weight loss.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah,
that's normally the one that people come
because
out
there's so
with
many fat people about. There are so many people now overweight, but you need. I tell you one thing, girls, very, very, very young girls, I feel sorry for, because you've got to be happy. And when you're younger, it's all to do with the way you
look. An awful lot.
Well, you know what it's like in the papers. They think you've got to be like a size 8 to actually get anywhere in life, and I think when you're older you realise that isn't the case. But I wish you knew those things when you're in your early 20s, and then you would have more. You just go out and enjoy yourself more.
But and I understand what you're saying. But also I think if a lot of people would like to look in the mirror and see somebody who's slightly slimmer, wouldn't they? Or somebody
Angelina
else.
Jolie would be nice.
that would be a shock if I looked in my mirror and saw Angelina Jolie. But
lots of broken glass probably as well.
Exactly. What are you doing in my bedroom? Anyway, but we digress. I came up with some sort of... I realised that there's an awful lot of people out there who probably sort of like weight loss is their number one goal. So I came up with four things which you could do to achieve that goal this year, if that is your goal of the year. And the first thing is eat better. Okay. Now, since Christmas, I've delighted because I've actually lost weight, and I haven't done any of that by sort of cutting back at all. But what I have done since Christmas is I've really tried to eat better than I was. So I'm eating lots of vegetables and lots of, you know, really lovely meals and everything, but I'm packing the old vegetables in and I'm trying to make the meals as nutritious as possible.
Yep.
And if you do that, then you can effectively eat lots, but still start to lose weight. Because if you lived on just vegetables have hardly any fat in them at all. Yeah. And if you lived on just vegetables, it would be very difficult to actually maintain a weight, because, you know, they've got lots of goodness, but they don't come with loads and loads of calories necessarily. Second thing, tip would be to cook your own food.
Processed food is but it's bad for you. It's eating clean, isn't it, kind of thing.
I go into this a little bit more in one of my books, but your body has like a thermostat, but it's like a weight thermostat, a weight that your body wants to be. And the problem with eating sort of ready meals and those sort of things is that they actually increase your weight thermostat. I call it a fatometer, such that you get more and more hungry and you end up eating more and more. Now, you can break that chain by cooking your own meals and varying the flavours, and that will actually satiate you a lot quicker than eating ready meals or eating the same thing day in, day out. And the third thing is, my third tip would be to eat like a skinny person. Now, a skinny person, they eat when they're hungry. They don't eat because they're sad, they don't eat because they're tired, they don't eat because they're happy, they eat because they're hungry. And if you start changing your eating habits so you're just eating because you're hungry, then that too will help to accelerate weight loss. Now, and you won't lose masses of weight very quickly, but gradually over time it should slip off.
Yeah.
Now, all of these ideas have actually we haven't got time to talk about them now, but if you remember my book which you talked about earlier, How to Eat Loads and Stay Slim.
Remember your own book title.
Well, that's at the moment, that's only 99p for the rest of today.
Oh, right, cool.
So you can go to Amazon or something like that and get it for your Kindle for 99p, but only for today.
Yep.
Rush out there and do that. So that's the other thing. Right, now, what do you think the second biggest goal is? And you actually sort of touched on this a moment
ago.
Relationships. Relationships. That's the second thing, is that people, the second biggest goal is that people want to change their relationships, or they want a relationship. Or they want their relationships to be better, or, you know, they want to find a boyfriend, a girlfriend, what have you. And that's the one that comes up secondly.
Yeah.
And that's the one, like you said, that I'm going to be addressing in my next book, How to Start Dating and Stop Waiting. What I thought is, like, next time when I come back in February for Happy Club, around about Valentine's Day, I thought we can talk more about that.
Why I haven't got a date?
Well, no, I was
not. That'd be nice
and
cheerful for me. Here, have this book on Valentine's Day. Knock yourself out.
I was thinking of your listeners, not necessarily you,
just think about
Michelle.
Me.
It's not all about you, you know.
I think you'll find it is. Now joined in the studio by Peter Jones, self-help guru and writer.
What's happened to my theme tune? I thought we were going to
start. Oh, sorry.
Play.
Oh, hold on a minute.
Yeah, play the button. There we go. It might seem crazy
what I'm about to say. It's got to go to the chorus, hasn't it? Yeah.
Well, you can do. You always can play it out.
It's fine.
You
can take a break.
So what were you talking about before the break?
Are we going to the chorus?
Sorry, it's up to you.
No, you've ruined it now. I'm joined in the studio by Peter Jones, who is a writer and self-help guru, writer of many, many books. You can find him on the internet, all the W's, peterjonesauthor.com. Not to be confused with the man from Dragon's Den. Everyone says that about you.
No,
you don't look nothing like him.
No.
Although you've got his money.
I wish I did have his money, absolutely.
Is he a billionaire or a millionaire?
When you get to that amount of money, I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have turned up in a car today. He would have turned up in a helicopter.
Not when near, he wouldn't have done.
But there's loads of room to park.
Oh, I suppose he is, park outside. Now, we were talking, where are we moving? We've got the question of the day.
Yeah.
Are we moving on to that one yet, or where are we going?
Why don't we do some questions? Come on in.
Okay, so as I said, it's nearly the end of January, so what goals did you have that you've broken, or what advice did you want from my guest today? Now, I've got this one just come in. It's from Mark. He said, I just saw the question of the day. He said, some ideas for people under pressure dealing with two disabled people. I've got enough to do with my own things, but a fresh mind could be interesting.
Okay, that's a really, really tricky one, and I have a lot of sympathy for that because I've had friends who've got elderly parents and children, and it can become very, very easy to completely give away all of your time and end up being nothing more than just a full-time carer. And what was it, Mark? Was it?
Yeah.
All I'd say to you, Mark, is make sure you're taking enough time out for yourself, because there's that old thing which you're taught when you learn to do survival swimming. When I was a kid, we used to take our survival belts or our survival badges or whatever. And one of the things they taught was if you're trying to drown or if you're trying to save a drowning person, not drown a saving person. You're trying to drown save a drowning person.
Yep.
Then and they start to struggle, so actually it's compromising your ability to save them. You need to push them away just for a moment so that you can regain control, so you can carry on saving them. And I think if you're looking after two disabled people, make sure you're getting enough you time so that otherwise you're going to be no good to anybody if you end up getting burnt out.
Yep.
Give me another question.
Right, another question here. I've just started eating chocolate within 4 days of saying that I was going to give up.
Yeah.
Every year I manage for 6 months. Yeah. I'm allowed to eat it in June. It's more to save my willpower rather than a diet. I can't be bothered and too busy bringing up two children on my own.
Right.
Hence why I gave up. Most important thing is I don't smoke, but I exercise and try to eat okay.
Okay. It sounds like, what should we call her? Should we call her Wendy?
Yeah.
But it sounds like Wendy is beating herself up about the fact that this year she only lasted 4 days, whereas usually she lasts 6 months.
Yeah.
Wendy, for goodness sake, don't beat yourself up. And if you just stop again, if you feel that strongly about it, stop. Don't think that's it, I've blown it now and I might as well eat until chocolate till June. Stop again, or switch to dark chocolate. Dark chocolate is harder to eat, loads of dark chocolate, but I think you can develop a taste for it. It's really good stuff. Or the other thing I've heard good things about is they call it raw chocolate, don't they? And there's that's apparently even good for you, perhaps.
All right,
so that's worth looking into.
I think the thing is if you start denying yourself anything, as soon as you say I'm not eating chocolate, the only thing you want
that's
is chocolate.
Absolutely, don't beat yourself up about it. What's the next thing?
Denise has said, I stopped drinking at the end of December and I think I'll keep that going. I want to get fit, but I'm lazy, so I'm trying to motivate myself one day at a time. Also, she is overweight. I know she's overweight.
Yeah.
So how can you actually motivate yourself? Because sometimes if you sit on the sofa and you think, what can you do?
It sounds like she's doing the right thing, motivating yourself one day at a time. Yeah, just take it bit by bit. There's some interesting research come out about exercise, and there's I don't know much about it and need to look into it a little bit more, but there are studies that show that short bursts of intense exercise, and when I say short, I'm talking
a minute,
4 minutes a month. That's what I've read.
Wow.
We'll give you as much benefits as doing half an hour of cardio every single day.
Yeah.
I don't take my word for it, because, you know, I've only read articles, but it's certainly something that I'm looking into.
Yeah, there is. When you go, when I went to the gym, which I did go to the gym for a little bit.
When was that?
What year? Shut your face. How rude! But I was doing that walking machine, or the the machine, and what they said is you do 2 minutes, and then for 10 seconds you go as fast as you can.
Yeah.
And what it does, it fools your body and the heart rate and your metabolism.
Yes.
So you only have to do shorter amount of time. Instead of doing half an hour on the machine, you only do 10 minutes.
Yes.
Because you get the workout rather than just going full pelt. It tricks your body, so your body doesn't know what's happening with it. And that's I think it's interval training, but it's that's what I mean. Yeah. I tell you, for a whole minute I was actually very much out of breath. Mel JB, I've tried giving up being sarcastic and pedantic, but 30 seconds later realised it was impossible.
Mel, just stay how you are. You're lovely.
We've got one from David.
Yeah.
Just watched a documentary about suicides on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. If Peter was walking past someone about to jump because they were so unhappy, how would you talk them down? And in fact, if this was happening to anybody that might be in that situation, what advice would you give people to actually help?
I was, because I read that before I left the house this morning, and I was thinking about that all the way here. That's a really, really good question. This is going to be controversial, but I would, first of all, I'd want to know why they want to jump. And secondly, I'd probably try and persuade them to not jump, but to perhaps postpone it.
Hmm.
You know, maybe don't jump today.
Yeah.
You know, maybe jump next week or the week after or a month's time or something like that, to come down and put it off for a day and, you know, just carry on living your life and seeing if you can find yourself out of the hole that you've probably got yourself into now, just for today. And you can always jump tomorrow or next week or something like that, which you might think is, my goodness, you know, wouldn't it be better to sort of like get to the bottom of what their problems are? But actually, I think that and I'm coming at that from a principle called just for today, where the concept is you can put up with something for a minute, 10 minutes, half an hour, even a day.
Yeah.
Something which you possibly, if you thought you were going to have to end up doing that for the rest of your life, you'd think, no way, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So that's what I would probably do. That's a really good question. That's makes you fantastic. Think that one, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it does.
Really, really does.
Final question, actually. How do you encourage someone, this is a little bit medical, actually, how do you encourage someone with long-term ME? And ME is basically where quite a lot of young people get this, but it's where you have no energy, you're very, very tired, you sleep a lot, it makes it very difficult to work or to study, and it's not actually like MS, but ME is actually a recognised condition.
I don't really know enough about that. That sounds like a crippling condition to have.
Because even if your brain is thinking, I want to get up and do stuff, if your body is not willing to do it, you can't sometimes override.
Okay, well, how about this? How about sort of like saying, okay, I'll just do one thing today. You know, I'll just every day I'll try and do one thing.
Yeah.
So instead of sort of like waking up with this overwhelming feeling of, you know, I want to do this, and this, but I just haven't got the energy to sort of like to ration yourself and admit to yourself that you haven't got the energy, and say, I've only got the energy to do one thing, but to make sure that each day you do one thing, and then I don't know how this works, but maybe you can ramp it up to two things a day or three things a day.
Yeah.
You know, get to the end of every day and say, well, I did my one thing, pat on the back.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know, but I really don't know much about ME.
Right. Now, this book here,
from
Irreversible, from Invisible to Irresistible, your 12-step action plan to attracting the man or woman of your dreams.
Yes.
Has this got one of your pictures? Has it got one of your photographs inside of it?
Yes, at the back.
It's just got in there 12 pages, contact Peter Jones.
Next month we're going to talk about romance and dating and love and all that sort of stuff. And I have a book coming out next month called How to Start Dating and Stop Waiting.
Yep.
But as a sort of like to whet people's appetite, because this is only short. How many pages would you say that is? 100 pages? No, it's 115 pages, And it's very cheap as well. The paperback is only £4.60 on Amazon at the moment, and it's £1.53 if you wanted it for your Kindle. And this is just gives you a taster of all the things we're going to be talking about next month.
Yep.
But this is less about dating and more about improving yourself. Mm-hmm. For instance, I'll give you one thing from the book right now. It took me quite a long time to realise, or back before I met Kate, I was quite miserable because I thought, you know, if I could get a girlfriend in my life, then I would be happy. If, you know, as soon as I found somebody who I could spend the rest of my life with, then I'd be happy and I could stop being miserable. And it took a while to realise that I actually had that equation, you know, me plus a girl equals happiness, the wrong way round.
Yep.
And the real equation, if there is an equation, is me plus happiness equals a girl.
Yep.
And if you change your mindset and become a happier person and be happy with what you've got and use various tools and tricks to make sure that you've got a happy life, then actually, ironically, that makes you a more attractive person. And it doesn't just attract the opposite sex. It can open up job opportunities. Yep. It can, you know, your whole life becomes an awful lot easier. So this book, From Invisible to Irresistible, is all about making changes to yourself, easy changes, and some of them are quite difficult as well, but there are an awful lot of easy ones in there, to actually changing yourself from the inside out or from the outside in and becoming a more attractive person.
Yep. Excellent.
Yeah. And it's huge. You can have that copy.
I need this copy. Can you sign it for me, Peter?
I'll
just put something. Sorry.
Well, live on air.
Live on air. You can sign it. There's my pen. And put a nice little message, and then when I look at it, I'll go, yeah.
Okay, right. It's and like, you can put that by your bedside.
You need this book more than anyone. So you're going to say. More than anyone I've ever met in my whole of my life.
Can I give a plug to the workshop that I've got on the 9th of February?
Yep.
9th of February in Southend-on-Sea at the Therapy Life Centre, which is the old driving test centre. I'm doing a one-day happiness workshop from 10 till 4. It's only £45. And come along it'll be a fun day, and we can go about making you a happier person.
Excellent. Now, if you want to go and have a look at your website, let me just give the details, because I've nearly forgot. I haven't. All the W is peterjonesauthor.com. Don't forget, Peter has a very good book, How to Do Everything and Be Happy, and he'll be talking in there about boxing days and all sorts of things. Also, How to Eat Loads and Stay Slim. And the new book will be out in February in time for Valentine's Day, How to Start Dating and Stop Waiting. And the book From Invisible to Irresistible as well. And don't forget, today, for 99 pence, you've got on Amazon and Kindle, you can download the book or you can buy the book, How to Eat Loads and Stay Slim.
Yeah, that's incredible. Without notes, you remembered all those titles.
Well, I've got many little things, and you know, little bits and pieces. I just have to keep glancing at. Why am I always going off in different directions again?
I thought that's a skill to have, really, isn't it?
What, eyes in different directions? I can see everywhere. It's been such a busy show today. I've had so many guests in. I've still got another hour to go. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. We've still got a minute to go, by the way. I can't put any music in. It's not enough time.
this happened last time.
Did I know what we're going to talk about now? So you've been fine then. Had a nice Christmas.
I had a lovely Christmas. Thank you very much. Well, tell me about, have you got any other, because you had the band on earlier on, didn't you? What were they called again?
Bakerside, and that was Dean and, I'll get the notes, or is it Dean and Terry? And they played live, but I'm going to put that up on the website later. They're brilliant, really good.
Because I tuned in, but you were telling me it's because it's raining. I couldn't hear anything eventually when it kicked in. It was you were going into the news, so I missed them.
Well, though, do you know they actually finished the song? And because what we do here, we have to time everything up until the news,
right?
And the news goes at 59:52.
That was them. So
they literally just finished, and I went, I didn't even have to cut them off. Right on 52. It was amazing.
That was them. They were very good then, because I did hear the back part of that. Well, that's good.
We still got another 10 seconds to go.